The Lacey Press Office on Monday held its last briefing before the conclave after the 10th and final General Congregation of the Cardinals. The head of the Holy See Press Office, Father Federico Lombardi, was translated by Father Thomas Rosica. Here we have the full English language portion of the press conference.
We'd like to welcome all of you that are here in this room, and especially all of the people who are in the media center and those who have joined us today and this week for the first time. Our briefing today, the last briefing of the time of the congregations, will offer to you a whole series of details and events and small points that many people have asked that deal with the next few days. 152 cardinals were present for this morning's congregation. This was the 10th congregation and the final one. And the Apostolic Constitution calls for an executive of sorts, a small group, a committee, to be elected every 3 days. So this morning, the new executive group was elected, and they represent, of course, the three levels, the cardinal bishops, priests, and deacons. Cardinal Naguib was elected from the cardinal of bishop, the group of bishops, Cardinal Marquilet for the group of presbyters, priests, and the third one, Cardinal Monterisi. And this group remains in effect throughout the whole conclave. Their purpose is to assist the secretary and the head of the College of Cardinals for any decisions that might need to be made. The names are drawn, and they remain for 3 days. And if the conclave goes beyond 3 days, then a new group will be, the names will be drawn. This morning was dedicated principally to interventions. 28 cardinals spoke this morning, bringing it to a total, according to Father Lombardi's calculations, of 161 interventions. Even though there were still some cardinals who wished to speak this morning, the group of cardinals decided they would vote, and they did, that this would bring an end to the congregations. So there were still some who wished to speak, but they didn't. By the way, those interventions this morning, some were longer and some were shorter. It was an ample presentation of interventions. Two principal themes this morning, among many others. The first one was a presentation given, a brief presentation by Cardinal Bertone in his capacity as president of the Council of Oversight or Supervision of the Institute of Religious Works, or the Vatican Bank. And he discussed such aspects of the international financial controls, the whole question of Moneyval, which you were certainly familiar with over the past couple of months, and was able to present that to all of the cardinals. Finally, one of the themes that went through almost all of the presentations was that of the expectations and hopes for the new pope, a profile that has been addressed over the past presentations, but this morning was addressed particularly. This afternoon at 5:30 in the Pauline Chapel will be the first swearing of the oath of all of those who take part in the conclave that are not the cardinal electors. There are approximately 90 persons involved in this. This is presided over by the Chamberlain of the College of Cardinals. It's a very solemn moment. The Secretary of the College of Cardinals is present. The Master of Ceremonies and his assistants for liturgical work, the assistant to the Cardinal who presides at the conclave, religious men and women who work in the area of the sacristy, preparing for the liturgies and prayers, the religious who are assigned as confessors for the conclave, doctors and nurses. There's also those who are waiting on table at Santa Marta, those who are involved in cleaning of Santa Marta, technical assistants, and also those who drive the small minibuses for the cardinals who wish to go back and forth in the bus from Santa Marta to the Sistine Chapel. Also, the heads of the Swiss Guards and the Vatican Police are present for this. The solemn mass for the election of the Pope, which really begins the conclave process, the booklet for that mass is available at the desk. There is also a PDF version of it on the internet on the Vatican website. The book, as you notice, the Mass is in Latin, but we have the text in the book in Italian and in English. The Mass will be presided over by Cardinal Angelo Sodano, who is the Dean of the College of Cardinals. He will give the homily in Italian. Father Lombardi asked Cardinal Sodano to try to have the homily ready this afternoon, so perhaps we can try to have a working translation of that homily in different languages, not the official translation, but it would help us with the transmission of it tomorrow morning. At the offertory, there will be special music by Palestrina and some other details of the Mass. In 2005, keep in mind, it lasted for an hour and 40 minutes. Si. But 2 points just to reiterate, because many people asked this morning. Entry into the Basilica for the Mass tomorrow morning, you do not need tickets. for those who requested access for media, television, or whatever. That list has already been published. Because of the limited space and given that there are 5,600 journalists now accredited, there are 35 still photographers and 30 television networks that have been admitted representative of the whole world. Consult the sheets in English and Italian at the desk, at the media center, at the accreditation office, or on the internet. We want to explain a little bit of the entry into the conclave tomorrow, the solemn procession. After the cardinals have been brought over once again to the Apostolic Palace, they will gather in the Pauline Chapel where the procession will begin. The order of the procession goes through the Sala Regia, led by the crucifix, led by the singers, the cantors, several prelates, the secretary of the conclave, Cardinal Grech, the retired cardinal, or the cardinal who is over 80 years old, who's giving the meditation. And then the cardinals enter in reverse order of precedence: cardinal deacons, cardinal priests, and cardinal bishops. Cardinal Ray and the master of pontifical ceremonies is present, and they are at the end of the procession. The music that accompanies them is the Litany of Saints and also the beautiful ancient hymn, the Veni Creator Spiritus. In the Sistine Chapel, the first thing that will take place will be the swearing of the oath, first of all recited by Cardinal Ray, then each cardinal coming forward individually, placing his hands on the Book of the Gospels, which is prominently placed on a podium, and taking that oath. That oath, the oath is in Latin, and Father Lombardi read that before. Following the oath-taking, also in the chapel are a group of people, the Master of Pontifical Ceremonies, other key people from the Vatican. They are in a special section observing all of this. The Master of Pontifical Ceremonies then leads them, ushers them out, and closes the door, and with the expression, extra omnes, everybody out, except those who are cardinal electors. For those of you concerned with timing, this all begins at 4:30 in the afternoon. The last time we did this in 2005, the timing was about 57 minutes. So keep that in mind for television or radio transmission. Regarding the first smoke that we might see, the last time it was about 8 o'clock, shortly after 8 o'clock. It was a long time because there's the prayer, there's the voting, there's the meditation, the voting. So don't expect anything before 8 o'clock. It's unlikely that there would be white smoke on the first ballot. However, be aware that around 8 o'clock, we'll probably see the first signs of smoke coming from the chimney. Regarding the individual voting of each cardinal, that's all spelled out very carefully in the Apostolic Constitution, which many of you are familiar with now. So you can consult that either in the printed form or on the Internet Vatican website. The Vatican television will have a fixed camera on the chimney throughout this process, so you won't be surprised. It's going to be available and you can see it from where you are. And when there's white smoke, then you'll know what to do. Once the new pope is elected, there is a ritual in place. The cardinal presiding over the ceremony of the election in the chapel, Cardinal Ray, correct, will come to the person who was elected. It's very simple. Do you accept this canonical election as supreme pontiff? Yes. With what name? By what name do you wish to be called? I will be called by this particular name. Following that, there is a special prayer that's said by a representative, the head of the college, the cardinal bishops, cardinal priests, and cardinal deacons. The first thing the pope does after he accepts the name, he goes in the room of tears, and he's vested in the new vestments, the new garments that are there of the white cassock. He removes his cardinalatial garments. Following the prayer that's said by the cardinal priest, cardinal deacon, and cardinal bishop, the next thing is the reading of the Gospel of Caesarea Philippi. Who do you say that I am? It's the Petrine Confession. A new thing that's been added this year is when the cardinals and the Holy Father leave the Sistine Chapel, their first stop is in the Pauline Chapel, where the Holy Father will enter alone and pray before the Blessed Sacrament. He then rejoins the group, and they go to the Loggia of St. Peter's Basilica. Obviously, that section is not televised publicly because he has not been announced or presented to the world yet. Just some indications, especially for those involved in television and broadcasting. For the last conclave, on the first full day of voting, after unsuccessful election in the morning, the smoke appeared at about 11:52. In the afternoon, of course, when Cardinal Ratzinger was elected, after the first ballot, the smoke appeared at 5:50 in the afternoon. Regarding the appearance on the Loggia of St. Peter's, from the time we saw the white smoke until the Holy Father appeared on the balcony, 45 minutes passed. And keep in mind, when the announcement is made by the Cardinal Deacon, until the Pope appears, it was 10 minutes. And if the Pope lingers in the Pauline Chapel in prayer, it will be a little bit longer. For those, the many people have asked regarding the Mass of the inauguration of Petrine Ministry, it does not have to take place on a Sunday. It can take place on a weekday. Since we don't know the results of the conclave yet, give a couple days from the time of the election to the inauguration Mass, because many foreign delegations, heads of state, have to be alerted and also make their preparations to come here. There are images available from CTV that contain the whole journey from Santa Marta up that path to the Sistine Chapel. There are also images of the Sistine Chapel as it is now completed and ready for the conclave, as well as images of the unpacking of the three papal vestments. They're not yet placed on the mannequins in the Room of Tears, but you can see the whole unpacking of those vestments earlier this morning. We're not going to have a briefing tomorrow. We provided you with ample information today, many details. However, Father Lombardi, Father Gilles, and I will be here to answer any questions and also be available to people from the media center who might have questions. The second question was regarding the prefect of the papal household. We're speaking of Archbishop Georg Ganswein, who is also the personal secretary of Pope Benedict, Pope Emeritus Benedict. He will be here tomorrow for the procession into the Sistine Chapel because he is one of the figures in that procession. He has a role in that procession. Whether or not he's going to... He assists and he walks in the procession. And whether or not he's going to occupy the apartments designated for the papal household, we know that he's pledged to stay with Pope Benedict at Castel Gandolfo and eventually at the convent, and it will be up to the new pope to decide what role he will play. I'm going to translate in English because this is an important point. Tomorrow, the vote in the afternoon is optional. They can decide not to vote. If they decide not to vote, the question is, how will we know that, or should we remain watching for smoke? Father Lombardi, with his sources, credible sources, will find out if they've gone back to Casa Santa Marta for dinner. If they have done that, we will communicate that to you as soon as possible.